All this week, we're bringing you a series of stories from the documentary New York in the World with Garrett Gottlieb. It will air on WRVO this Sunday evening at 7. In 1975, several major cities in upstate New York had more than 40% of their jobs in manufacturing. Today, that number hovers around 10%. There are examples of manufacturers and workers who have found a place in the new global economy, but not without sacrifice. Reporter Cecil Overgaard takes us to a General Motors plant just outside Buffalo.
I'm at the GM powertrain plant in Tonawanda, and I'm taking a hike because they kindly asked me to park my foreign-made car a good 500 feet from the entrance. They're not messing around here.
You try to buy where you work. You try to buy where you live.
For Bob Coleman, there is nothing trendy in the philosophy of buy local. As a third-generation employee here at Tonawanda and the union shop chair, it's a way of life.
Well, both my daughters, they know that, you know, I promote Buy American, and they know do not pull a foreign vehicle in our driveway.
There's something almost nostalgic about that sentiment, and yet while Coleman would never be caught dead owning a Nissan
or a Toyota
or anything like that, he knows that around here there is no room for naivete.
Years ago, you had GM, Ford, and Chrysler. We had no competitors. We didn't have, you know, Hyundai and all of them here. You have people that were fat and happy and thinking that nothing would ever happen to GM because it's such a large corporation.
In the old days, those words,
fat and happy,
would have been an odd choice for a union guy to use in talking about workers. But then everything in the U.S. auto industry came to a head. Foreign competition, recession, high oil prices, and an antiquated lineup of gas guzzlers.
It was a perfect storm.
And it brought GM to its knees.
The big three U.S. automakers plead with Congress, a desperate pitch to save them from financial ruin.
In June 2009, General Motors filed for bankruptcy. As part of the reorganization, the company shed 20,000 U.S. jobs and shuttered several plants. Tonawanda was lucky. The facility, which at its height in 1969 had employed 12,000 people, was now down to just shy of 800. But its doors stayed open. And then in 2010 came word from on high. Tonawanda would be awarded two new engine lines and an investment of almost $1 billion. Team leader Joe Frontera.
Once we got the word that we were going to be awarded the new engines, things really started to happen fast.
Since then, the workforce here has more than doubled. But there's a catch. The reason GM can afford to hire all those workers is because pay has gone down. An agreement between GM and the United Auto Workers in 2007 established a two-tier wage system, under which many new hires now get about half of what older workers earn for the same jobs, about $16 an hour versus $29. You might wonder what that would do to morale.
That particular issue is still developing, but we're starting to see the tier twos slowly being integrated with the rest of us. It gets you thinking about, hey, why have me here if you can have this employee doing just a good a job or better than me and making half what I'm making?
When you look at all of the positives and the benefits and the upside, it's tremendous.
Steve Finch is the plant manager at Tonawanda.
We're insourcing work. We're growing our ranks. We're bringing more people in. Yes, they pay less than what the traditional employee would have gotten before. They're still a good paying job, still a very good job.
All in all, as Tonawanda marks its 75th anniversary this year, spirits are high. Yes, pay for some may be down, but at least there are enough people around to throw a party. And these days, that is no small feat.
That was reporter Cecil Overgaard from New York in the World. The entire documentary, hosted by Garrick Utley, can be heard on WRVO Sunday evening at 7.